Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
You made a way for me.
You made a way for me.
And you didn't know. our blood pumping this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. To Mount Carmel International Church on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that song. Amen. Because yes, 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 Lord Jesus, he keep on blessing us. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on this day for his goodness, his mercy, his sovereignty. Amen. Praise God. I'm just blessing the Lord. I just got to do a couple steps up here. Praise God. And knowing that God is still yet good, no matter what we go through, he's still yet good, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for joining me this morning. Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. On MCI Ministry Radio. And we having our Sunday service. Amen. I pray that that song has blessed you. Amen. No matter what you go through, amen, still give God the praises. Amen. Sometimes when you look at what you go through, hallelujah, you just want to throw your hands up and say, Lord, I just totally surrender to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen. You got to surrender all to the Lord. Amen. There's no use to keeping hold of it. Praise God. Having a pity party. Praise God. You got to give it over to the Lord. And that's how we can sing. He keep on blessing me in spite of, praise God. So with that being said, amen, you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. So I was excited to come down, amen, and do this radio show this morning to uplift our spirits, knowing that God is still yet concerned about us. God is still yet moving for us. God is still planning things for us. God is still yet opening doors for us. Come on, he is still yet touching us. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we thank and praise God this morning. We're going to open up the airwaves this morning with the word of prayer. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name. We know that you are God and you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Holy Spirit, we lift our hands up and total surrender to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we don't know, glory to God, what's our next hour, what's our next minute, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, you know all things, Father. So I'm asking, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will give us stay and power, God, on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will hold on to the horns of the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we will never let go, Father, yes, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to ask, how you're going to speak to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray, God, even now, God, anyone that's holding on to the heavy weight this morning, I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, God, that they would drop the weight today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very sole of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for a double dose of your anointing today, God. Yeah, call you to the most, under. Oh, God, fall fresh upon us, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, I pray, God, that you would touch me right now from the crown of my head, God, to the very soles of my feet, God. And I ask, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that I will only speak that which you have me to speak, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father, I hear you, Lord. Go to every house. Yes, oh, Rabbi, Seko Mama, Seko Yadaba Shanda. Send your peace into every house right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, it will not just be a house, but it will be a home, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, it will be your sanctuary, Father. And I thank you right now for what you're going to do, God, how you're going to do it, God, and how you're going to move. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Today, 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 glory to God, glory to God. I just want to talk to you today what God has given me. And listen, I'm telling you, a lot of times, amen, the preacher has a message And I'm telling you, they go through that message before you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Before we can deliver that word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to say today, glory to God, as God has given me, is working for your good. Somebody shout with me this morning. Glory to God. It's working for your good. Oh, y'all, somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. It's working out for your good. Somebody shout with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to take us to a familiar scripture this morning in Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 is going to work out for your good. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God some praise this morning. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, praise God, and we know, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, that all things, come on, somebody say all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. That is my scripture. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And we got to understand it's going to work out for your good. Hallelujah. You might be doing everything that God has asked you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might be standing on the front line. You could be ministering, and you could be doing all that you know how to do. But here comes other things that will take place in our lives. Amen. Praise God. But God says, yes, Holy Spirit, it's working for your good. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Here, God works in all things. Oh, come on, somebody. Not just isolated incidents. For our God, and it's going to be for your good. This does not mean that all that happened to us is good. Come on, I'm talking to somebody today. Evil is prevalent in our fallen world, but God is able to turn every circumstance around for our good. Somebody shout with me, praise God, hallelujah, for our long-range good. Note that God is not working to make us happy. I want somebody to just understand what God is saying to us today. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is not working to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose. Oh, come on, I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying today. Note also that by those who love God, come on, hallelujah. Note that this promise is not for everybody. Come on, Holy Ghost. It can be claimed only by those who love God and are called by him. That is those whom the Holy Spirit convinces to receive Christ. Such people have a new perspective, a new mindset. They trust in God, not in worldly treasures. Their security is in heaven, not on earth. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Their faith in God does not waver in pain and persecution because they know God is with them. I want to say that one more time. Hallelujah, glory to God. So when you're going through your battles, when you're going through disappointments, when you're going through hurt, when you're going through everything, glory to God, that the kitchen sink, everything that's thrown at you, come on, help me, God, I thank you, Jesus, this morning. Their faith in God does not waver. Come on, I don't want you to waver in this season. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in pain and persecution, because they know God is with them. We have no excuses today, praise God, hallelujah, because we have to know that God is with us. No matter what you're going through, you have to know that God is with you. It's no throwing in a towel, because God is with you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. Today, it's encouraged the believer to understand how God works. things to do that appears to make no sense at all. But God knows why he's writing what he's writing. Praise God. He breathed on them to write. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Matthew 5:44 tells us to love our enemies, to bless them that curse us. Oh, come on, somebody. To do good to them that hate us, and to pray for those who despitefully uses us and persecutes us. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Now, there are some super Christians that are devotion. The ones that, praise God, that nothing moves them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That find this very easy to say and not be moved. But if the truth be told, it is contingent on what day that you might catch them, and they too will agree with the rest of us. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. That sometimes some verses in God's word does not make any sense. Amen. Praise God. But God says in the beginning, glory to God, tells us to love our enemies, to bless them that curse us, to do good to them that hate us, to pray for them that spitefully use us and persecute us. Huh? Come on, Holy Ghost. And sometimes you look at the word and you say, Lord, it's hard for me to do that. Praise God. So, Father, review, let us look at the Old Testament. We would see Joseph's brothers plotting to kill him. But somebody shout with me today, my God, I give you the glory. It's going to work out for my good. His brothers are plotting to kill him, and because of a dream that the Lord gave him concerning, amen, hallelujah, the family, praise God, and others. So instead of killing him, they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And he said to his brothers when they came to Egypt after being enslaved that, oh, yes, glory to God, what you meant for evil, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. Can we honestly say that sometimes in our lives, amen, praise God, and we go through things in our lives, praise God, and we ask God to help us along the way, and we find that Joseph, praise God, went through with his brothers, amen, because he had a divine intervention and a divine dream, praise God, and he told his brothers, and hallelujah, glory to God, they plotted to kill him, praise God, but what happened, praise God, instead of killing him, they threw him in a pit, praise God. Can you honestly say, praise God, they left him for dead? My God, I give you the glory. But what happened, amen, praise God, he was able to turn that thing around because what they meant for bad, God turned it around, praise God, and put him in charge, second in charge of a whole nation. My God, I give you the glory. God is working. God, somebody say, God is working. God is working. No matter what somebody do to you, no matter what's happening to you, praise God, or what you're going through right now, it's going to work out for your good. So Joseph, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, what y'all meant for bad, God is going to turn that thing around for my good. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's time to give God the glory because they meant things to be bad for him. They tried to get rid of him, praise God, because the anointed that was on his life, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and they knew that he would be somebody one day, so they turned around, praise God, and threw him in the pit, praise God, to the point, amen, hallelujah, that when God blessed him, they didn't even recognize him. And so what I'm saying to you today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, oh, no matter what they do, and then God sometimes send you away from other people, and he begins to do something great in you. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, you don't even look the same. You don't act the same, praise God. Why? Because it's working out for your good. And a lot of times we get in the midst of what God is doing, and we try to reach back to the people, but God is trying to tell you, oh, just stay apart for a while. Let me do a good work in you, praise God. It was no time, praise God, for the brothers to come back around him. God put him in a place, amen, even though he had to go through what he had to go through, praise God, but he still stick and stayed. because God put a glory on you. It's going to work out for your good. Oh, anybody with me this morning? It's going to work out for your good. It's working out for your good. Yes, Holy Spirit. Can you imagine what he went through? Can you imagine, praise God, being talked about, scandalized, yes, falsely accused, all those things, but it's working out for his good. It worked out, y'all. Hallelujah. Don't get off course. It's going to work out for your good. You don't know, brother, when you give up, you release a destiny to somebody else. God give it to somebody else. He tried to get you to do it, but what happens is when we release it to somebody else, because we feel that we can't make it. We feel that we don't have favor. We feel that, God, we don't have staying power. So what happens is God moves you out the way, and he gives it somebody else and gives them a testimony. I want you to stay today. I want you to know that God is good. I want you to know that it's working out for your good. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Don't abandon your assignment. It's going to work out for your good. And when you get there to where God has you in your journey, praise God, you're going to understand why you had to go through what you had to go through. You're going to understand why you're being talked about, why your name is being scandalized, why you've been abandoned, why you've been left alone, why you feel lonely. Oh, come on, somebody help me, Holy Ghost. God is going to let you know it's going to work out for your good. My God, I give you glory. Then we witnessed Job. Can you imagine what Job went through? And I know everybody knows the story. My God, I give you the glory. But it's going to work out for your good. When we witnessed Job suffering and his affliction in his flesh, amen, and glory to God, and being falsely accused by his so-called friends. Oh, come on. We all got some of them, praise God. And sometimes God has to put them around us, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, glory to God, even your Judases they're there, amen, to push you to your destiny. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Your so-called friends, he went through, and simply because in Job, first chapter, God testifies about Job before Satan. He's testifying. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Can you imagine God standing? Oh, glory to God, before Satan. Yes, Holy Spirit. He allowed Satan to afflict his flesh but not his soul. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine God standing up for you and say, no, my son, no, my daughter, my God, I give you the glory. They will keep on going. They will not slander you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Satan goes before God and he asks, hey, Global Shanda, can I touch this? Can I touch this? Can I touch this? Can I see what they get angry? Can I see what they backslide? Can I see if I tempt them? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, glory to God. God is standing up caring for you, praise God, because it's going to work out for your good. If you go, praise God, he's going to pull you back. My God, I give you the glory. And you have to do the test all over again. But I'm here to decree and declare by the power of the blood and the authority that he has given me that you will pass your test. My God, I give you the glory. Satan stood before him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I'm going to pass my test. I'm going to give God the glory. God is going to get glory out of my life. I shall be I shall be who God say I am. I shall stand before, glory to God. I shall stand before God and give him the glory because he allowed me to be tempted, praise God. But while you're being tempted, praise God, you give God the glory. And when you give God the glory, the enemy has to move. He don't like worship. He don't like worship. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The enemy gets mad when you start worshiping God. He gets angry. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because he knows when you worship God, the enemy has to flee. He cannot stay in the presence of God. He has to go. My God, I give you the glory. Hear. Then allow Satan to afflict his flesh, but not his soul. Then I looked at the text that is before us and realize that if the text would have said, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. Oh, hear the Holy Ghost today. Glory to God, glory to God. That love God to them who are called according to his purpose. I would not have a problem, praise God. But it didn't say because I left out one key word that is important to the church and all of us. Amen. And that is all things. Oh, come on, somebody. The word is all. If we would ask me the definition of all, praise God, let us tell us, amen, that it means all things are going to work together for the good of them. Last week we talked about the spirit within. We found out that in times of distress and joyful situations, we do not know what to pray for, but the glory be to God. Come on, somebody say, but the glory be to our God. We have the spirit of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost power within us that intercedes for us this morning with groanings that cannot be uttered. He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Oh, y'all better talk to me this morning. My God, I give you the glory. This week, we searched verse number 28 in the text, amen, and we will see how the Lord works in every situation. He worked it out, amen, for Joseph. He worked it out for Job, whether good or bad. We might not fully understand what God is doing in every situation, but regardless of what we are doing and going through, God is in full control. I want to talk to us today. Yes, Holy Spirit, God is in full control. In other words, in all things, God works. Come on, somebody. So God works for the good of us who love him. Everything might not feel good or the situation might not look good, but God harmonizes. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. God harmonizes them together to our ultimate good. So let us take a look at the benefits of all things that work together for good. First of all, this is a freestanding point that runs in conjunction. Amen. Praise God. God works ahead of our present situation. Somebody talk to me today. Praise God, because God is working ahead of you. My God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is working. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is working ahead of our present situation. Somebody got happy right there, because if you didn't know, God is working ahead of you. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. We must understand that although God knows all our problems, he does not just dabble in our problems. He resolves them. Come on, somebody say, God is resolving my problem. Yet while we are occupied with the problem that we are facing right now, the Lord has straighten that out and now working on tomorrow and next week problem and blessing us through his sovereign power. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to know that God is working ahead of you. God is working ahead of you. My God, I give you the glory. You might not see it right now. God might not reveal it right now, but he's working ahead of you. My God, I give you the glory. This is why we must learn to take our problems to the Lord and leave them there. Oh, as I'm talking to somebody, praise God, take your problems to the Lord and leave them there. Take your problems to the Lord and leave them there. As I'm talking to somebody today, God says, take your problems, yes, Holy Ghost, and leave them there. A lot of times, praise God, we want to hold on to the problem. But Jesus lets us know today that he is the problem solver. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. God is blessing us today. God is moving us Shanda, into a different realm right now. I hear the Holy Ghost right now. My God, I give you glory. You're going to another place because you're getting more understanding, saith the Lord. God is moving ahead of you. I say, for you never stand. If you're wondering where God is, he's working it out for your good. Or somebody say, God is working it out for my good. No matter what I'm going through right now, it's working out for my good. God is a problem solver. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, God, that you being a problem solver. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, give God the praises. Come on, give God the glory, because he's waking up. He's working it out for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, it is working out for your good, saith the Lord that God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back, praise God, and I'm going to give you the rest of what God has for you. You are on the air. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil on Mount Carmel International Church this morning. God bless you. Let me go to a song, and I'll be right back.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Turn it around.
right. Somebody give him a praise. Amen. There should be glory after this. Amen. There should be a new anointing after this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I give God the glory today because there shall be glory. Amen. After this. And know that it is all working out for your good. The heartaches, the pain, the disappointment, amen. You feeling like you can't move further, amen. God knows, God knows, God knows, God knows what he's doing. Praise God, hallelujah. You just don't be the stumbling block to your own life, amen. Praise God, and let God do the rest, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that is the Lord, y'all. Don't be a stumbling block to your own life, amen, because you can be a stumbling block to your own self. You can mess yourself up, praise God, hallelujah. But somebody shout with me, it's going to work out for my good. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord has straightened that out and is now working on your tomorrow, your next week problem, your blessings through his sovereign power. And we know that God has all power in his hands. Amen, praise God. He's able, if he's able to roll back the Red Sea, come on, the Jordan River, praise God, the sun still standing, praise God, the moon still, oh, come on, somebody, he's able, he's able, he's well able, and he knows what he's doing. This is why we must learn to take our problems to the Lord and leave them there. Now, that does not mean for us to give it to him and then worry about it, come on, but it means to give them to him and trust him for the answer. I said this before, our biggest problem is not that we don't believe in the Lord. Our biggest problem is trusting him for what he has promised. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. So we must realize that God works ahead of our present situation, and it is up to us to believe that the answer to our right now problem is waiting for our delivery. Oh, come on, help me, help. Come on, let me help you today, praise God, because it helped me, praise God. Say, for instance, someone wanted, listen, when I thought about this, praise God, and I was thinking on the things of God and how God said that we had to trust him and we had to believe him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. For instance, someone wanted a learner's permit, praise God, that we would have to what? Act responsibly, praise God. We would have to make the effort to get the necessary papers to get it done. Okay, come on. I want you to come with me this morning. You want your, oh, come on, I know I've been there, praise God. You want your learner's permit, but now you got to make sure that you get the paperwork done, praise God. Now we have to ask, I will take you to get the paperwork. Come on, somebody say, that's what happened to me. Somebody had to take me to get the paperwork, but will not stand in line. They not going to stand in line for me, praise God, to get them. I hope they understand the illustration here. We have to make some movements in order to do what God has called us to do. When God sees, amen, praise God, that we put faith in action, he will meet us the rest of the way. You see, the papers are waiting on me to pick them up, but now he has not taken the steps to do it. We have to take steps in life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We have to trust God no matter what we're going through. Now you have to do something to receive the deliverance, and you hope you get that, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The same with us. We must first put our faith in action, and we must have enough faith to believe that the Lord has heard us. Come on, somebody, because we act according to his will. Oh, come on, I want to talk to us today because we have to muster up some more faith, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We have to muster up a little more faith and believe in God. No matter what I'm going through, God, I trust you because you've already prepared the way. Yes, Holy Spirit. If he said it, it shall come to pass. My God, I give you the glory. The Bible says in 1 John 5:14, the problem with many of us is that we can talk faith, but when the rubber meets the road, we discover that we do not walk with faith. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. There's a lot of times, amen, in our lives that we have to walk it out. Come on, help me, God. I thank you. We have to walk it out, praise God. You have that business. mind, in your mind, praise God. So therefore, praise God, you have to get everything, amen, praise God, that God can put a seal, a blessing on it. Why? Because if God put it in your spirit, that means that he's going to do something extraordinary with it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we are walking by faith now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I believe that Joseph and Job walked by faith, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But we have to know that God is with us. Come on. That is why every leader in the church to be able to, you know, get enthusiastic and share the vision of God has set before the church and other things that we must act upon by faith. Somebody say, it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith, praise God. No matter what my roadblocks are, no matter what mountain stands before me, praise God, it's going to work out for my good. He knows the good in every situation, praise God. We might not see it, praise God, because we're going through some things, so we don't see, praise God, the good in the situation that we're going through, praise God. And you know, sometimes, praise God, even when people make you mad, you got to understand, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, why am I going through this, Lord Jesus? God, it's a purpose and a plan that you have for me, praise God. But God will go before you. He will make the crooked thing straight for you, praise God. Hallelujah. When he brings you through it, he's going to bring you through it. Somebody say, when he brings me to it, he's going to bring me through it. Don't abandon the assignment that God has given you. My God, I give you the glory. And we know that all things are going to work together for the good to them that know God. As the people of God, we must understand that God has the inside track on the good in every situation. Now, we or what might not look promising to you, it is the right situation to improve your spiritual condition. Somebody say, I'm getting God. It's improving my spiritual condition. God is getting the glory out of my spiritual condition. He is putting more anointing on me. The song says he's putting more anointing on me. He's putting more glory on me. While I'm going through, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, he's pushing me to my destiny. He's preparing the way for me. He wants to make sure when I get there, I will stand before the people. I will make my face like flint, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, it's working out for your good. Somebody say, it's working out for my good. The same way Joseph had to stand before his brothers. They did not recognize who he was, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But what turned around, praise God, he had to help them even to feed them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He had to bring them where he was at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He knew what to do, how to do it, because God has blessed them, praise God. In the midst of affliction, God will give you strategy. My God, I give you the glory. It's our spiritual condition that God is concerned about. It's not the worldly riches. He said, I'll give you what you need when you need it, praise God. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else to be added unto you, saith the Lord thy God. But your spiritual condition, I'm concerned about, saith the Lord, because it is right situation for us to see the move of God. Somebody say, the move of God. And sometimes, as I have said to you countless times, God has to do sometimes to do something unto us in order for us to do something for him. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If we would just be honest about it, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, we can think back on what appeared to be a terrible time in our lives, and we all been there. We all can write a book, praise God. The thing about it is, amen, yes, we all can write about the terrible times in our lives, but sometimes God don't even want he only want us to pencil and praise God, because what he's getting ready to do, somebody say, I will testify, because it's going to work out for my good. All that I've been through is going to work out for my good. When I look around, praise God, I'm going to see where I'm standing. It's going to work out for my good. My God, I give you the glory. We might have had a car repossessed or a house that was lost, or we might have lost a job because according to our boss, the boss didn't like us, but it's going to work out for your good. My God, I give you the glory. But whatever the terrible times was, we should think of how the Lord has brought you out. How did he bring you out of the situation? Think about it. Come on. I want you to think about every time that you've been through something and God brought you out with his mighty hand. He's going to work it out for your good. Your troubles are going to be worked out for God's good. Your troubles are going to bring God the glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Ghost, in the name of Jesus. No matter what you've been through, it's going to work out for your good. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, glory to God, people live above their means, and sometimes God has to do some things, and he might take the house because it's too much and it causes you too much pain. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And if you would not have been fired, your attitude and global shanda would have never changed. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. When things happen in our lives, praise God, regardless of what you've been through, take a look at yourself and see where the Lord has brought you. It is not because you have good credit. It is because God, this God's credit. Come on, somebody. Because God has good credit. It's not about your bank account. It's God's bank account. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. It's not about the house that stands there. It's God's house. Amen. Praise God. He's able to tell somebody to give you a key. You're trying to figure it out, and God already worked it out. He already went before you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I believe God like that. Praise God, because some of us are going to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. He said we're going to be the head and not the tail. We're going to be the lender and not the bar. We're going to be above and not beneath. We're going to have land that we never tilled. Come on, somebody. I want you to talk to me today. Praise God. You are better than what you were because the Lord intervention. He said, because God's intervention. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. The reason, because the Lord can see the good in everything. My God, I thank you. And we can only see the good in the things that are good. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Praise God. We only can see the good in the things that are good. But then the things are bad. We don't want. We want to run. We want to do all things. We want to throw the towel in. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But whatever you're going through, it's going to work out for your good. I believe that we would have never walked into our blessings. So the Lord knows the good in every situation. The final thing, praise God, we must know the purpose of your calling. My God, I thank you, Jesus. It's so funny that the purpose of our calling, we was just talking about that, me and my husband, praise God, and he don't even know, praise God, what he be asking me sometimes or what we talking about. But I had to laugh sometimes and I just shake my head because he's always in my message, praise God. But we must know the purpose of our calling, and we know that all things going to work together for good to them that love God, and to them according to his purpose. It lets us know that in Romans 8:28, praise God, should be the favorite verse for the Christian church. It must be applied to those who clearly exhibit a deep sense of purpose in their lives. Do you have a deep sense of purpose in your life? Praise God. If you don't have that purpose in your life, it is not rooted in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will never walk in your purpose. You have to have a deep sense of your purpose in your life. You got to know that God did not birth you for nothing. Praise God. He birthed you for something. You got to find out your purpose. What is my purpose in life, Lord? What do you have me to do, God? I know everything that I went through, God, is going to work out for my good. I know the major thing that we have been through in our lives, God will use it. Yes, Holy Spirit, we must demonstrate a love for God through a life of obedience. It should not be seen as ground for believing that everything will work for the good, because God has committed himself to sorting out the mess of our lives and relieving us of the consequences of our actions. It is eternal rather than temporal good which God has in mind. He works according to his purpose, not your purpose. He works according to his purpose, which is far greater than the elimination of the hard times of our present or our guaranteed a smooth sailing under the blue skies in the future. The Lord is in the good. Oh, come on, somebody. The Lord is in the good business of making redeemed sinners like the elder brother. Come on, somebody. The Lord Jesus with the purpose of lifting up the kingdom of God. That is our calling, to lift up Christ and his kingdom. Oh, come on, I'll give somebody the glory right now. Come on, come on, God. God put some glory on somebody right now. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Well, I can't help but to think about the Lord on the day that he was crucified. There were two thieves there with him. One was mocking him along with the crowd, and the others did too, until he realized who Jesus was. Come on, somebody. But while the others mocked Jesus, this thief said, Lord, when thou come into thy kingdom, remember me. You see, for once in the man's life, he did not let the situation dictate his eternal. He realized that this bad situation had some good in it. Come on, I'm going to talk to somebody. No matter where you're standing right now, that in life was going to expire when the Lord's life would start new. Oh, come on. And if we had any chance of living again, it was going to have to come from the Savior himself. And I believe that Jesus, come on, somebody. He did not come down from the cross to save himself. He decided to die just for us. So even when Jesus went through, oh, come on, now help me, Holy Ghost. He let us know, praise God, whatever you're going through, find the good in it. Find the good in it, he said. Find the good in it. God going to work it out for you. The Bible says in Romans 5:34, more than that, we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Beloved, let Christ be in your hope, so in your suffering you can endure it. Come on. He will never put on you shame. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Even when you think your life is drawing to an end, he will be there to help you. As endurance builds character, let us keep ourselves pure just as he was pure. God will strengthen whatever is weak. Come on, I want you to know that today. Within your life, in Jesus' name, he's going to strengthen that is weak. He's going to strengthen it. May the Lord redeem that which you lack and restore what he had for you, praise God. Just know this. Whatever died in your life, God is going to resurrect. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. The only way we're going to move forward in the gospel, we have to know, praise God, that it's going to work out for our good. No matter what you went through, no matter what you went through as a child, because I hear the Holy Spirit says that a lot of you going through things in your childhood, praise God, and you brought it over to your adult life. But I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me that your soul will heal in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today that you know what your calling is. Amen. I pray for you today, praise God, that you will be lifted up above what you're going through. I pray today, praise God, that the blood of Jesus will continue to cover you in the midst of affliction. God is still blessing you. He's still increasing you. He's still anointing you. He's still purposing you. You will reach your destiny in the name of Jesus. God, you said if I decree a thing, it shall be established and a light shall shine up in his way, God, in the name of Jesus. So I am praying today and I'm touching and agreeing with you today. Praise God. Wherever you may be at right now, wherever global shekwayanabashanda, whatever state that you are in right now, praise God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. I pray right now, glory to God, that you right now a fresh new anointing, a new start, knowing that God has already prepared the way for you, praise God. But don't be a stumbling block to your own destiny. Allow God to take you over on the other side. And it all, Shia, the other side of truth, saith the Lord thy God. He, yes, Holy Ghost, he wants to bless you. Yes, God, I thank you right now. He wants you to know, praise God, it's going to work out for your good. That one that's nagging you is going to work out for your good. The one that's backstabbing you is going to work out for your good. That one that thinks that they're doing deception is going to work out for your good, because God says, I'm getting ready to intervene with all that concerns you, saith the Lord thy God. Everything that you're going through right now, God said, it's working out for your good in the name of Jesus. So we thank and praise God on today for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, for what he has, has delivered today for you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. I just keep hearing the Holy Ghost saying, I am making a way through your wilderness, saith the Lord thy God. The water will not overtake you, and the fire will not burn you, saith the Lord thy God. I'm working it out for your good, saith the Lord thy God. He said, I'm going to make every crooked thing straight, yes, Holy Spirit, saith the Lord thy God. Many of you are going through some suffering, but God said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I'm making every crooked thing straight, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you. Yes, God, I'll give you glory. I'm working it out for you. So, Father, we just give you glory, Father God, for the word that you are speaking on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know why I keep hearing this. God is going to make your house a home. It's only a building. My God, I give you the glory. But I hear the Holy Spirit said your natural as well as your spiritual life. Glory to your name, Father. I'm going to make your house your home, saith the Lord thy God. I give you the glory. We thank the Lord today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for what he is getting ready to do, the obstacles that he's already removed. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we give God the glory. Father God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you have spoken today. Now, God, I'm asking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless the people, God. Bless them today. We give God the glory today for Mount Carmel International Church on today. Praise God. And if you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, we are a ministry. Praise God. If you want to tithe in our ministry, you may do so. You can call me at 302-883-9799. You can get in touch with me. Praise God. If you'd like to sow a seed, praise God, you can use your Cash App or you can call me. Praise God, because we still have the radio show, and this is what we do. Praise God. And everything that you give us, it goes into the ministry, the radio ministry. It has to be paid for. So we thank God that he is supplying, but you can be a help to the ministry. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God on today for you, you, and you. Praise God for being a blessing and coming to share in the word of the Lord. I pray that the Lord has blessed you today. I pray God has given you a fresh wind, a fresh anointing. Praise God. And let me pray, and I have a song for you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget on tomorrow, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, your fix at 6 will be on at 6 p.m. with no other than Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, praise God. So we thank and praise God on today, and I pray that your Sunday will be blessed. Amen. Let me pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. Amen. Praise God that this week, come on, somebody say, this week, God, let me testify. Let me come back and testify of the goodness of the Lord and what the Lord has done, how he increased me, how he blessed me, how he sustained me, and how he lift me up. Come on, let's give God some glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your word today, Father God, knowing that all things are going to work together for our good. So we, Father, we give you glory today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you just continue to pour out your spirit upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you will continue, God, to move by your Holy Spirit, God, today. And we ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will loose your anointing, God, like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what, yes, Holy Spirit, you know what they need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm asking that you supply their every need, Father God, according to your riches and glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit. Let me just say what I'm hearing. Glory to God, before I sign out. I hear the Lord said, I'm healing families. I am healing families. Yes, Holy Ghost. So, Father, I thank you right now that you are healing families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, yes, Holy Spirit, I ask that you continue to have your way, God. Move by your mighty power, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for breathing on us. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, Lord God, that you are going before us, God, to make the crooked thing straight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. These things I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen today. God bless you all, and thank you for coming on. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Happy Sunday.
Now, y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out. You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired, I'm crying. Always feeling weak. I take two steps forward. You push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything you just told me. In Jesus' name, yeah.
Everything that you stole from me,
yeah.
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it right back. I'm taking it right back. Yeah.
Everything that you stole from me.
Try to take my family, try to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain, almost lost my mind, playing all these games, everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Oh, yes.
I'm taking it back.
Let me tell you why you.